They said they will be working with FIFA and also other local and federal partners to ensure that this year's FIFA Club World Cup, which is a new tournament that the Federation has started featuring clubs from all over the world, will be safe for everyone involved. Now, normally when Border Patrol helps with these international tournaments that take place in this country, they routinely help with like bringing in items, whether it's screening cargo shipments and to stadiums, any hazardous materials and things like that, to any emergency planning. They said that they've participated in events in the past, including the Super Bowl. FIFA's response was nonchalant. Gianni Infantino spoke to the media recently about their involvement. He said they have no concerns about their involvement. The important thing is to get fans in the building, make sure they feel safe. That is their top priority, and they think that the addition of Border Patrol agents will help with that mission.
Now, of course, we have the Club World Cup going on this month during the summer, and there's been talk about these Border Patrol agents being at these games as well. Fans might be feeling a little queasy about that kind of presence. Tell us more about that.
Queasy is the right term. I mean, you get the news about this, and then this is not just evolving with the border agents. This has been something that's been prolonged, especially in the soccer community. We had in Nashville recently, right before DC United went to play there, Latino fans at Nashville elected not to go to that game specifically because there were reports of ICE raids nearby a Nashville community, and they did not want to get involved. Soccer is known as the world's game. It brings large international communities together to watch the sport, especially in the United States. And with this information about immigration, raids, Border Patrol, it makes people feel uneasy. Just before I came into this room, the largest El Salvadorian fan group will not be attending matches in this year's Gold Cup, which is a tournament that always happens in the United States. And they will not be traveling to go see their national team play. So you could see that this is just growing and growing as the days go on, that fans are feeling really scared and they don't want to go watch their teams play.
Hey, Jose, I don't know if you know the answer to this because you said you weren't following what FIFA has been saying, but are they putting any kind of regulations on any kind of possible protests from fans being at the games at all? Like, are they limiting anything that they can do or saying you can't bring in certain things as a result of thinking there might be some protests?
As far as we know, FIFA has not said that they're limiting fans from what they can or cannot say. Each venue has their own set of rules in terms of banners and displays that fans can bring. Obviously, if anything political were to be shown on camera, fans will probably not be allowed to bring those in. However, these are club teams. Club teams work with their clubs to bring in whether it's banners, flags, fireworks in certain cases. And so we'll see the pageantry that's known in the club game. If you watch European football, you see these banners and tifos and things like that. We should see those, but more of supporting their team. If there's anything out the line, we'll probably see fans get it confiscated.